I remember seeing an article in the Idaho Statesman that had as its headline, "Side planers improve the odds for sure anglers."
Eric Jones of Grangeville was fishing the Salmon River and watched the deep diving plug he was using drift through a steely run. But he wasn't in a drift boat. He was bank fishing and still able to get the lure way out into the river and let it do its thing. Eric was using a side planer, which piqued my interest, so I called Sean Mann.
When you put them on your line, what they do is you're just sitting there and you put your line in the water, it's going to go straight downstream. And you put the side planer on, what it does is it works it across the stream at about a 40-degree angle, and it'll take you all the way to the other side. And then you can just back it downstream like you would a boat.
So a guy can sit on shore and basically act as though he's in a boat casting his line, getting back and forth across the river.
Right. As line goes over to the other side of the river, the side planer holds you in that spot. And when you get a fish, it hits the release on the side planer and you reel them in. $10.99 for our Les Davis side planers, a hot shot side planer. And then there's another version called Sidewinder planer board that is $14.99. We also have one that you use for trolling in boats, too, which does the same thing except puts your line way out away from the boat.
For onshore or boat use?
Yes, absolutely. The one you use on the boat is much larger and $34.99, but it is the same concept.
So you can fish from the shore for between $10 and $20, which is a lot cheaper than a drift boat. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.